9 of chapter 1.
第十节啊。
Verse 10.
至于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右面有狮子的脸，左边有牛的脸，后面各有鹰的脸。请读。
Their faces looked like this. Each of the four had the face of a man. On the right side of each had the face of a lion. On the left of the face an ox. And also each of them had the face of an eagle.
这里告诉我们以西结在异象当中看到有四活物。
In this one here, it says that Prophet Ezekiel, in his vision, he saw four living creatures.
我们早上已经查考过了，四活物代表什么呢？
And in the morning, we have already discussed what is all these four living creatures represent.
第十章第二十节这里告诉我们呢，他们原本就是这个属灵当中的基路伯。
And here in chapter 10, verse 20, it shows to us that it is representing the angel cherubim
他们就是基路伯就是天使当中最尊贵的来守护月柜的。
They are the highest of among all who take care of the covenant of art. The art of the covenant.
最荣耀的。
And they are the most glorious.
但是以西结为什么讲这个意象呢？
And why is Ezekiel mentioned about this vision of his?
我们早上讲过这个背景
And we talked about the background of it this morning.
要鼓励当时的百姓。
Because Prophet Ezekiel want to encourage the nation at that point of time.
也要讲到末世真教会的这个建立。
And it also talks about the building of the church of the end time.
所以这个四活物也是代表末世圣完全的圣徒那个神所喜欢工人所应该有的这个品性。
Therefore, these four living creatures is also pointing to the workers, the holy workers of the end time, which they should have.
因为我们看回来以西结书第一章第五节。
Let's look at chapter 1 of verse 5.
因为第五节这里说又从其中显出四个活物的形象，他们的形状是这样，有人的形象所以这个四活物其实就是要教导我们怎么样来做一个完美的这个神的工人。
And these four living creatures is actually trying to teach us how to be a perfect workers of God.
那我们来早上已经查考过三个脸了。
And this morning we have studied three of the faces.
我们讲过要有人的脸。
And we talked about the face of man.
就是我们要做圣工之前要先学做人。
Therefore, it means that before we involve ourselves in the holy work, we have to know how to be a person.
人的品格比人的恩赐来得重要。
A character of a person is more important than the gift.
第二，我们查考过要有狮子的脸。
And secondly, we talked about the face of a lion.
就是说我们要勇往直前，不怕任何的艰难。
And it means that we should have no fear to work for God.
第三种脸就是牛的脸。
And the third one is to have the face of an oxen.
就是说我们有刻苦、勤劳、忍耐的个性。
And it means that we should have the character of being hardworking and have tolerance.
后面呢？这里说最后一个脸就是各有鹰的脸。
In the last one that we are going to talk about is the face of an eagle, which all of them have.
为什么要讲鹰的脸呢？
And why did it talk about the face of an eagle?
我们知道鹰在鸟类当中可以说是最厉害的，是王。
And then, of course, we all know that eagles is the king among the kingdom of birds.
所有的鸟都怕了鹰，因为鹰可以去吃它们。
Because all the birds they are afraid of eagle because he can eat them or attack them.
鹰它的动作也很快速
And the actions of the eagle is rather rapid.
我在肯雅的时候因为常常去信徒的家里，他们都有养鸡。
And then in Kenya, the members always have chickens.
他们的鸡都不是关起来吃饲料了，他们的鸡都是土鸡都是跑来跑去的。
And the chickens they have is actually running around in their yard.
但是鸡最怕什么呢？
And what are the things that the chicken afraid the most?
原来他们都是怕天上啊，常常飞来飞去很多的老鹰。
And they are actually predators of eagle.
啊，鹰啊动作很快，哇，它看准了，它在盘旋很久，一看准了就下来就找那个鸡来吃。
And the eagles can attack the chicken quickly.
啊，虽然鸡很肥大，但是哇，一抓就拿上去就不见了。
And even though the chicken could be rather big in size, but the eagle can attack it easily.
有一次啊，去到一个信徒的家里。
At one time, I went to household of a member.
啊，我们看到他家里好多鸡啊。
I see that they have a lot of chicken.
但他每天都给我们，他每天都给我们请我们吃番薯。
But he only gives us sweet potato.
还有 banana.
And banana.
啊，早餐也是 banana， 中午也是 banana， 晚上也是 banana， 但是看到很多鸡在跑来跑去。
And all we eat in from breakfast to supper is all banana.
啊，我们跟他很熟啊，在开玩笑说，哎，这个鸡哦，你们是不是不喜欢吃鸡啊？为什么鸡都跑来跑去都没有吃
？And I also make a joke to the members or to the brothers and say that why you don't like to eat chicken, therefore all your chicken is not for you.
他说啊，好，这个鸡留给你们全都能吃啊。
And then he pointed at one of the chicken and say, let's cook this chicken up for you.
讲完之后呢，隔天呢又是吃 banana。
And then the next day, after he talked about it, and the next day we start our breakfast with banana again.
啊，但主耶稣说啊，那摆上什么你就吃什么，不要问是鸡啊，所以我们就没有讲话。
And then our Lord Jesus says that as a preacher, no matter what the member gives us, we just consume it, and then therefore we just eat the banana.
那我礼拜六我们就去安息圣日啊。
And then on Saturday we went for a Sabbath service.
哇，快要到他的家门了。
And we almost got into his door of his house.
居然会回来啊。
And after service,
听了他的小孩子在大叫，哇，跑过去啊，怎么丢石头啊
？And we heard that the children shouted and they throw stones.
啊，怎么回事呢
？What's going on？
原来啊，哇，这老鹰啊，在看了很久了，看到这飞机啊，哇，在我们回去的时候，咻，把来，拿走，不见了。
And then actually the chicken was being attacked by the eagle and it was taken away.
啊，这动作非常的快，哇， and, 一瞬间就不见了。
And the actions is really quick.
啊，我们心里想说，哇，好可惜啊。
And in our heart we says that what a waste.
啊，这个鸡请了我们吃不是很好吗？当奉献啊，因为我们是出差嘛，不是世人的，是接待传道人呢、啊。
And it is even better if they kill the chicken and give preacher to eat.
啊，这个告诉我们了、啊，这另外一个教训了、啊，答应的主要做的，讲了出来的不能不做。
And then this is another teaching is that it's something that we have mentioned and we agreed to do, we should do it.
啊，嘴巴讲一讲，这个神都听到了。
If we only have lip service, but God can still hear.
好了，请你吃，请你吃，都没有煮出来，都是吃 banana， 结果隔天鸡就被拿走了。
And then the brother keep saying that yeah, we're gonna give you the chicken, but the next day is still banana.、啊、therefore, at the end, the chicken was taken away by the eagle.
啊，不如给我们吃掉更好啊！现在老鹰吃掉了。又没有福气啊，对不对？如果请传道人吃，接待教会人啊，还有福气啊。
And then if they slaughter the chicken and then offer it to the preacher and all the brother and sister to consume it, it's even better.
啊，所以啊，讲了出来的话就要做。
Therefore, whatever we says, we have to do it.
还有呢，属于神的东西啊，就要交给神。
And whatever that belongs to God, we should
give back to God.
Give back to God.
什么东西属于神的呢
？What is belongs to God?
我们的时间、安息日属于神的，要给神。
And our time, for example, Sabbath day.
啊，我们的十分之一收入啊，是属于神的，要交给神。
And our tithe, because this belongs to God, therefore we have to give it to God.
我们自己不心甘情愿给神了，神有一天给我们拿走了，更快，我们都看都来不及。
If we do not willingly give to God, and one day if God takes it, He will take it away quickly.
那所以每一次回到那个地方，我们都跟那个弟兄开玩笑啊。Do you remember the chicken? 那大家笑一笑。
And then always, whenever we go back to the same place, we always ask the brother and say, "Do you remember the chicken?"
所以那个鹰很厉害。
And this eagle is really sharp.
它的动作还非常的快。
And it's very quick the actions.
啊，主耶稣做工动作也是很快啊。
And our Lord Jesus worked in a very quick fashion.
主耶稣看到哪里有工作的机会。
And our Lord Jesus will look at the opportunity to work.
主耶稣看到哪里有需要关心的人。
And he sees who needs help.
主耶稣都不会放过了。
And our Lord Jesus will not give up,
我能再怎么
give up the opportunity.
再怎么累都要动作的很快去把这个工作的完成。
No matter how tired he is, he wants to complete his task.
我们请看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
第一章从第21节这里记载主耶稣安息日非常的忙。
And here in verse 21, it's recorded that our Lord Jesus was extremely busy.
21节
during the Sabbath day.
主耶稣在加百农在安息日在会堂讲道。
And in verse 21, it says that our Lord Jesus was at Capernaum and was attending
preaching.
23节
讲完到最后呢又帮人家赶鬼。
And then on in verse 23, here it says that our Lord Jesus also cast out the demon for the person who was possessed by the evil spirit.
我们知道讲道其实是蛮累的，虽然站在那边，但是讲道要用力要用头脑要讲完道的时候会很饿。
And preaching is actually to consume a lot of energy because we have to talk and think at the same time. Got to stand.
赶鬼就更累了，因为要祷告。
And to cast out evil spirits is even more tiring.
但是呢，主耶稣是29节他们一处会堂就同着雅各、约翰进到西门和安德烈的家。
And then as soon as they left the synagogue, they went to the house of James and John.
因为西门的岳母正在害热病躺着。
He went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew because Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever.
所以主耶稣进去拉他的手扶他起来热就退了他就服侍他们。
Was 31, so he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her and she began to wait on them.
所以主耶稣的工作都是那么迅速，不会浪费时间。
In the way that our Lord Jesus do his work is very rapid.
尤其是做圣工就是救人的灵魂。
Especially if we are doing work for God, saving soul.
就像老鹰一样，要找对象，要传福音给他们。
And just like the eagle, we have to know our target and then preach the gospel.
还有呢，老鹰它的特性它是眼光非常的锐利，非常的眼光。
And then one thing is that the eyesight of the eagle is very sharp.
虽然鹰的眼睛小小的。
And even though the eyeball of the eagle is very small.
但是呢，它可以看得很远。
But it can see very far.
在好高的地方都看到下面到底有什么小东西
And from far above the sky, he can see what is on the ground.
所以证明他的眼光非常的远。
And then this shows that how sharp is his eyesight.
今天我们也要做一个有眼光的人。
Therefore, today we have to be a person with sight.
像
with vision.
主耶稣一样。
Just like our Lord Jesus.
我们怎么知道主耶稣有眼光呢
？And how do we know that Lord Jesus have vision?
主耶稣一开始传道的时候，他都做什么
？And in the beginning, what Lord Jesus do in the first instant when he started to preach the gospel?
主耶稣一出来传道的时候，就收了12个门徒。
When Lord Jesus started to do his work, he have
Train
12 disciples.
为什么要这样子呢
？Why he doing that？
所以说我一看就知道说，虽然我自己今天可以一个人去传
，And of course our Lord Jesus thinks that yet he can perform the work on his own.
但是他马上想到，三年之后他的工作完毕了，谁要接呢
？And then he can right away think about after 3 years later when his job is completed, who is going to take over the job？
升天之后谁来传福音呢？
And after he's ascended to heaven, who is going to continue to preach the gospel?
主耶稣虽然被时间控制在活着的时候，但是呢，他的眼光没有被控制。
And then even our Lord Jesus was being limited because of the time span that he have in this world, but his visions have not been limited by the time.
今天我们教会的发展也是一样。
Today's the church development is the same.
我们教会一定要把眼光一定要放远一点。
Which the church development of our church have to really have planning and vision.
在我们还能够做工的时候，我们想到谁可以为我们接班呢？
And at the time where we are doing the work, we should think about who should take over our workload when we leave.
我们教会的青年慢慢的长大了，以后怎么样来训练他们呢？
And we should always think about how are we going to train the youth.
这个都是非常有眼光的一个思考。
This is something that we have to ponder about.
还有一个教会啊，我去美国这次去 Irvine 这个教会。
I went to United States and I was at Irvine Church.
这个教会也很有眼光。
And this church have full of vision in their work.
他们买地的时候买很大块。
They have purchased huge lot.
他知道说，虽然我们刚开始用不着，但是呢，以后发展会用到的。
And they know that at the beginning they might not be able to utilize the space, but they know that they will eventually.
这个过了十年，真的是用到了，现在要盖第二期的会堂了。
And after 10 years, they, now they have to start to build the second phase of their chapel.
所以我们在想一个问题，我们对教会的这个发展啊，虽然我们不知道未来，但是我们有一个远景，大概要走什么的方向。
And therefore, for us to work for God, we should have planning and visions about how we should do the works of God.
譬如说，将十年之后，我们这边的青年都变中年了。
And then after 10 years later, all our youth have become the middle-aged person.
我们的小 baby 要变青少年了。
And all our babies have become you.
到时候我们的教会会有什么的需要呢？
And what kind of need that we have in the church?
这个都是我们应该思考的。
This is something that we have to put some thought into.
这次上个礼拜我跟徐执事我们都去美国那个圣职人员那个讲习会。
And last week we me and Deacon Shi has went to the seminar in the United States.
这一次有其中有一课梁传道给我们讲一课，就是真耶稣教会的原这个 vision Intrusive Church 就是真耶稣教会的远景啊。
And then preacher Liang talks about the vision of True Jesus Church.
他都提到几点我觉得是蛮重要的。
And he mentioned a few points I believe is very important.
他说先不要看太远，不要说看三五十年了，先讲到大概2020年的时候，在差不多14年之后
If we should not talk about 35 years later, we should just look back and say what's going to happen in 2020.
大概可以猜到几个重要的方向。
And then we can guess a few directions that we should go.
在2020年的时候就是14年之后现在50几岁的那个时候已经变70岁了。
In 14 years later to 2020, those who are 40 some years old, 50 some years old is going to be in their 70s.
现在我们想起来70岁好像很老，但是一下子就变70岁了可能。
And then 70 years old, we might think that 70 years old is very old, but time go by very quickly.
所以现在50几岁这中间这个教会的柱石到那个时候可能在身体上或者是体力上都没有办法跑在最前线了。
And then after 14 years later, all these 50 years old members might not have the strength to continue to be in front.
那么现在二三十岁的这一代呢，在那个时候就已经四五十岁了。
And those who are in the 20s and 30s will be at their 40s and 50s.
那个时候呢，就是需要那一班就是青年所谓的青年就是要接上去了。
And that would be the batch who should take over the workload.
但是接不接得上呢？
Whether it is possible to do that.
就是要看今天教会给他们的培养鼓励还有训练
It all depends on how we're going to train them up and to encourage them.
如果接不上的话就会断层。
If we could not, if this work cannot be passed on, then it will stop.
教会就只剩个老人家。
And then the church will only left behind all the old people.
那么他这个是他的第一点的观察。
And this is his observation.
特别要强调青少年的培养的训练。
And he emphasized on the training on the youth.
那么第二个呢，他的观察是说，这个在末世越靠近福音越来越难传。
And the second observation he has is that the closer it's getting to the end time, it's harder to preach the gospel.
尤其是真教会的福音完全合乎圣经。
And especially the gospel of the true church, which is totally according to the Bible.
在末世啊，会遇到非常大的压力。
And in the end time, we will face a lot of pressure.
譬如说啊，现在这个婚姻啊，同性恋呢，在加拿大已经暂时已经合法化了。
And for example, in terms of the same-sex marriage.
已经加拿大已经 legalized， 已经合法化了。
It has been legalized in the Canadian registration.
以后呢，如果教会在传讲说啊，同性恋是罪，同性恋是在神所憎恶的，我们可能就会被除牌了。所以说，哇，你就根本怎么可以spread hatred 啊？说我们宣布这个憎恶的东西。
And then in the future, we talks about same-sex marriage is a sin, and then the government could say that we are spreading hatred.
所以啊，越来末世啊，真道越难传，越少人会听。
Because closer to the end times, it's tougher to preach the gospel because less of the people is going to believe.
但是呢，我们自己参教会的信徒有没有扎根啊，在正道上面呢？
But if the member of the two church have set rooted in the truth,
如果我们随便问一下
，if we ask around,
我记得在另外一个国家有一个信了二三十年的信徒。
I actually remember that there is another member in another country.
问他是什么叫五大教义，不晓得怎么了解。他说五大教义是什么？他数不出来。
And he believed for 20-30 years, and I asked him what is the five major doctrines, and he said he cannot.
十大信仰是什么？也讲不出来。
And he says ten believe, and he could not say it.
当然可能不一定要解释的很详细，但是至少要知道是哪十条啊。
At least he should know which ten and which five.
所以啊，真教会如果在以后要站立得住，这个扎根啊，这个基本功、基本道理一定要非常的加强。
Therefore, in the future, the true church, if the true church need to take root, the basic doctrines have to be firm.
所以我们都要想远一点。
Therefore, we have to have vision and think about further.
为了我们的下一代。
For the sake of our next generation.
为了教会的下一代。
For the sake of the next generations of the church.
我们现在要做些什么？
What are the things that we should be doing?
这是鹰啊，这个眼光看得非常的远。
This is behaving as like,an eagle who have a vision and sharp eyesight.
还有这个鹰啊，志气高远啊，它常常高飞在天上，它不喜欢花很多时间在地上。
And the eagle like to fly on the high sky.
它拿完东西吃的，马上就飞上去了。
After they eat and capture their the prey, they will go back up to the sky.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第三章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
新约的哥罗西书第三章第一节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。第三节。
Three.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节。
Verse four.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这里保罗告诉一个信徒，就是像一只鹰一样很重要。
And this is where Paul told one of the members.
保罗说，如果你们真的与基督一同复活。
Paul here says that if you are truly raised with Christ,
我们每一个人都已经复活了吗？
Every one of us, are we all resurrected?
没有错，在我们接受大水洗礼的时候。
When we it's right when we have received the baptism.
我们的罪被主的宝血已经洁净了。
And our sin have been removed by the precious blood of Jesus.
重生了。
And we are reborn.
应该是已经复活了。
We are actually resurrected.
但是呢，还是要再复活一次，真复活。
And we have to once again resurrected.
怎么叫真复活呢？
Which is a true one.
常常求在上面的事。
Which means that we have to always set our heart on things above.
保罗并不是说啊，我们祷告都不可以为工作啊、为身体啊、为赚钱祷告，并不是这个意思。
Paul doesn't mean that when we pray, we doesn't need to pray for our own health, our career and soul.
啊，主导文告诉我们，我们可以求日用的饮食。
Lord's Prayer it tells us that we can ask for the food of our daily need.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，在主祷文的时候，并不是一开始就说主啊，是给我今天的饮食。
And in the Lord's Prayer, Lord Jesus did not teach us to ask for the daily food in the beginning.
在求日用的饮食之前呢，还要求很多属灵的东西。
Before we ask for the living, the daily need that we have, we actually ask for a lot of spiritual things.
我们求愿人都尊天父为圣呢。
We ask God to, we ask others to be,
Hallowed be thy name. And then thy kingdom come, 你的国降临呢。
And ask for your kingdom to come.
所以这些都是先求神国的事情。
And this is all asking for the matters in the kingdom.
我们有时候想想，我们祷告啊，譬如说，如果我们祷告十分钟的话，有几分钟啊，我们是为教会祷告。
And when we pray for 10 minutes, we should think about how many minutes we actually pray for the matters of church.
有几分钟是为教会的圣工来祷告。
And how many minutes we actually pray for the holy work of the church?
我们常为自己的身体祷告，那是有多少分钟为自己的灵性来祷告？
We pray for our physical body, but how many minutes we pray for our spiritual body?
然后呢，保罗说里面要思念上面的事。
And Paul says that set your heart on things above.
常常想说，哎呀，我能为神做什么？
And should always think about what can I do for God.
我们来请看来约翰福音的第十七章。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第十七章。
John chapter 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.
约福音第十七章十五节
John 17:15
我求你叫他们离开世界只求你保守他们脱离那恶者第十六节
16
他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理这里是主耶稣啊替门徒的祷告
This is how our Lord Jesus prayed for the believer.
主耶稣并不是说啊，你离开这边，躲到深山里面去，修道院里面去就可以了。
And our Lord Jesus did not ask the members to hide in the wilderness.
主耶稣说，我不求你们脱离世界。
Lord Jesus says that he prays not to take the believer out of the world.
只求你保守他们离开魔鬼。
But that God will protect them from the evil one.
就是不要犯罪。
That's to say that not to sin against God.
不要被魔鬼控制。
So that will not be controlled by evil one.
像那个老鹰啊，下来拿一些东西吃的好了，不要在那边混太久，马上飞上去了。
Just like the eagle, just come down and grab the food and go back up.
很有趣啊，圣经里面旧约的时候说的洁净不洁净的动物。
In it's very interesting in the Old Testament those cleansed and uncleansed living things.
什么是礼仪上的洁净的鸟呢？
And what are the cleansed bird?
我们请看利未记啊第十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus 11.
利未记第十一章。
Leviticus 11.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节，第十一章二十节。
11 verse 20.
这里说，凡有翅膀用四足爬行的物，你们都当以为可憎啊。什么叫不洁净的鸟呢
？What are the ones that is uncleansed bird?
神给他翅膀
，God give them wings.
但他不喜欢飞
，But they don't like to fly.
他喜欢在地上爬
，But they like to crawl on the ground.
这个就是不洁净了。
These are the birds that's unclean.
这个都是有属灵的教训的。
This is all have the spiritual teaching.
神给我们属灵的翅膀。
God give us spiritual wings.
我们活在世上，那是我们不会绑住在世上。
If we live in this world, we will not tie ourselves in this world.
我们应该飞起来，有超越的生活。
We should have the wings that we should use the wings that God that given to us to fly above.
超越罪的影响。
We should not affected by sin.
超越世界的烦恼。
We should not affected by the trouble of the world.
但是呢，所以说给我们四个翅膀，我们还是在地上爬爬爬，不想飞啊，这个是不洁净。
If we have the wings that are given by God, but yet we want to crawl on the ground on this world.
像以色列百姓就是这样。
And we are just like the Israelites.
神拣选他们离开埃及要去迦南地啊。
God had selected them to depart from Egypt to the land of Canaan.
虽然在旷野路比较辛苦一点。
Even though it's very tough on the road and the wilderness.
但是这是因为要想要去迦南地啊，应该忍受辛苦啊。
But they should think about that if they enter to Canaan, then all this trouble will be away.
但是他们整天就想说埃及怎么好吃的，埃及怎么好，怎么好。
But they all think about how Egypt, how good is Egypt.
很可怜啊。
This is very pitiful.
常常听到一些青少年说，哦，如果我晚一点来信主就好了，从小就被妈妈绑去带去受洗。
Some young believers says that, oh, if I can come to believe in God later, it will be better. I don't have to come to church and ask to come to church by my mom.
如果可以像那种第一代自己来信的，先 have fun 在老了时候再来信的比较好，那么这样讲。
Some of them says that they rather be like some of the member who come to believe later on, which they can have fun.
我们不要这样
想。When they're young.So we should not behave like this.
所以说给我们翅膀啊，就像我们飞啊。
Yeah, Lord Jesus give us wings to ask us to fly.
那么所以说知道我们的软弱，我们常常有时候飞不起啊。
And our Lord Jesus also know our weakness, and a lot of time we could not fly.
所以有时候标准也降低一点啊。
Therefore, we have to lower our standard.
有时候了，二十一节。
Sometimes.
只是翅膀，有翅膀，那是用四足爬行的，中啊有足有腿的，在地上蹦跳了，里面还可以吃啊。
For those who be able to jump a little bit, but have the wings, and then you can eat them.
所以啊，这里就是说，虽然不是常常飞的，在地上爬，但是起码会跳一跳，跳一跳的，还可以离地高一点的，还算可以了。
And verse 21 it says that those who can, you know, the legs are hoping on the ground can be eaten.
所以有时候啊。像我们这样啊，虽然有时候世上很多烦恼啊，有时候软弱，但是我要跳一跳哇，参加灵修会啊，神训班啊，补充一下属灵的力量啊，总比没有好啊。
And then if we can sometimes involve ourselves in some of the spiritual cultivation classes, it's just like hopping around sometimes like the animal, which is better than doing nothing.
我们知道这个翅膀啊，如果不飞的话。到后来就会退化了。
We know that if we don't use our wings, at the end, the wings is useless.
就像鸡一样啊，鸡那么大只啊，那翅膀一点点，只最后是用来被用来吃而已了，不能飞了。
And just like the chicken, we can see that the body is big, but the wings are small. So at the end, it's just a delicious food.
所以我们呢，属灵不要退化。
Therefore, we should not deteriorate in our spirituality.
我们请看以赛亚书的第四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第四十章。
Isaiah 40.
四十章。
Chapter 40.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
这个经节很好啊，可以画起来，圣经里面非常出名的经节。
This is a very good Bible verse.
以赛亚书四十章第二十九节。
Isaiah 40:29.
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。第三十节。
30.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。三十节。
31.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。这里告诉我们了一个人怎么才可以得到从神来的力量呢？
And a person, how could they receive the strength from God?
这里说啊，疲乏的神会给力量。
Here it says that God will give strength to the weary.
软弱的他会加力量。
It will increase the power to the weak.
我们不可能啊，信仰永远是强壮的。
Our faith cannot be always in the will always be strong.
但是呢，我们有软弱的时候。
And we are weak sometimes.
但是软弱的时候怎么办呢？
And what should we do when we are weak?
我们要找到加力量的地方。
And we have to find where we can strengthen ourselves.
就是读圣经。
That is to read the Bible.
在灵里面祷告。
Is to pray in the spirit.
参加教会的讲习会。
And to involve ourselves in spiritual cultivation.
这会加力量，这会加力量。
So that we can have strength once again.
那么少年呢，都会疲乏。
And here it says that the young grow tired and weary.
怎么样可以爬起来呢？
And how could they stand up again?
这里说要等候神。
Here it says that have to wait.
我们知道鹰是怎么飞起来的呢？
And we know that how the eagle started to fly.
鹰所以厉害啊, 并不是它拍得很快啊, 这样子飞啊。
The eagle can fly is not because he used his wings and flop a lot.
鹰的厉害啊, 就是它那个翅膀很强壮, 它可以调教不同的角度。
And the strength of the wings of the eagle is because the strength of the wings is to adjust the angle.
我们知道啊, 飞行的原理是怎么样?
And we know that
the principle of flying.
The principles of flying.
啊,你试试看啊, 在车开很快的时候,
when the car is going very fast.
啊, 你把手伸出去啊,
Put your hands out
啊, 当然了,
to the window.
不是叫小孩子的, 不要, 这个不要学啊, 这是理论呢, 也是看, 没有车的时候伸出去看看啊, 你把手这样伸直的话, 那个风很, 风足很大哦。
And if you put your hands out when you are driving very fast out of the window, you can see, you can feel the friction or the frictions or the force
对啊,
is so strong.
你试试看啊, 你把你的手啊, 那个角度啊, 就是调教一下啊。 这 flip over 那个角度, 有点角度啊。
If you flip your hands a bit,
啊, 这个风啊, 阻力啊, 这马上啊, 那个角度的关系, 就会变成一个 lift, 一个提升的力量, 就, 啊, 这个手就会飞起来了。
And it will become the force that's resistant to it, it will become a force to uplift your hand.
这个就是所谓的鹰啊, 展翅上腾。
This is how the eagle be able to fly up high.
基督徒会遇到很多困难啊。
As a Christian, we will face a lot of difficulty.
别人生病, 我们也会生病啊。
And we will get sick, just like anybody else.
别人失业, 有时候我们也会失业。
Someone will lose a job, just the same way as we will lose our job.
别人失败, 有时候我们也会失败啊。
If someone have failed to do something, we will fail.
但是什么东西给我们力量啊?
And what will give us strength?
我们要等候神。
That's to wait for God.
我们要求告神。
We have to pray to God.
所以把这个阻挡我们的东西啊, 把它转成为提升我们的东西啊。
And from the resistance forces towards it, we can change the force to uplift us.
所以每一次遇到困难啊, 赶快要祷告。
Therefore, every time when we face difficulty, we have to pray.
啊, 我们就可以再次啊, 灵性啊, 可以长进, 可以胜过我们的困难。
Therefore, our spirituality will be uplifted and climb over our difficulty.
我们请看回来以西结书,
Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章啊, 第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 with 9.
以西结书第一章第九节啊, 这里说啊, 他们的四个活物的动作是怎么样呢?
And it talks about the actions of the four living creatures.
啊, 第一章第九节, 这里说他们的翅膀啊, 彼此相接。
And here is talked about the wings, it touch one another.
啊, 什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
我们知道四活物都有翅膀。
We know that all the four living creatures have their wings.
但是他们的翅膀啊, 都刚刚好, 相接的碰在一起的。
They touch each other, wings.
这代表他们很同心。
It means that they have, one heart.
教会怎么可以发展呢?
And how can the church be prosper?
啊, 这四个活物啊, 同心合意。
These four living creatures have one heart.
因为我们知道啊, 不可能一个人有完全的这个四种特性, 除了主耶稣之外, 没有一个人有。
And we know that there's not one person will have all four of the characters.
啊, 我们知道是因为有四个福音书啊。
And here, there's four gospel, books of gospel.
啊, 每一个福音书都代表主耶稣不同的特性。
And all four gospels have shown the character of our Lord Jesus.
来看看大家记不记得, 马太福音是讲主耶稣是什么?
Matthew talks about the characters of Lord Jesus is as a...
啊, 是什么? 来。 啊? 狮子, 为什么是狮子? 哎, 他是犹大的君王。
And he's... refer to the characters of a lion, which is the king.
啊, 你看, 马太福音第一章啊, 就讲那个族谱啊, 他是大卫的子孙, 他是犹大的君王。
And in the book of Matthew, it talked about he is the descendant of King David, which is represent his kingship.
好了, 马可福音讲什么?
What does Mark talk about?
马可呢? 记不记得? 啊, 三个神三水灵, 啊, 仆人, 对了, 像仆人一样, 看我们看看马可福音第一章啊, 哇, 这张忙刀像一头牛一样。
And in the book of Mark, it shows that how Lord Jesus was working.
好, 路加呢? 啊, 二选一的剩下剩两个。
What is what about Luke?
啊, 路加福音讲主耶稣是什么? 啊? 人子啊，是 son of man， 主耶稣常常说啊，人子是怎么样，人子怎么样。
In the book of Luke, you talk about Lord Jesus as son of man.
啊，所以就是有人性，完全的人性。
And it has perfect humanity.
约翰福音呢？啊，这个不用猜了啊。
What about Gospel according to John?
约翰福音是讲的是什么
？What's talked、
Alan?
About in John?
那、啊、你知道了这个啊？是什么？剩一个。
Alan
啊？是什么？是鹰啊？是飞鹰啊？为什么呢？
In its ego, what is it? Why is it so?
那么约翰福音第一章第一节就告诉我们了。
In John chapter 1:1 it tells us.
啊，太初有道，道就是道与神同在，道就是神啊。
And here it says that in the beginning there's word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
这个道就是啊，神道成为肉身在我们中间了，他是主耶稣很超越的，他是神本身啊。
And here it just shows that our Lord Jesus is God Himself.
所以在这个世界上啊，只有主耶稣一个人啊，同样有这四个完美的特性。
And only in this world, only Lord Jesus have these four characters of the living creatures.
我们呢，有时候啊，有其中一样都很不错了。
If we have one of them, it's actually very blessed.
啊，所以我们有教会里面有不同的这个恩赐，不同这个特性的人。
Therefore, in the church, we have all different people with different character.
有人很有这个人性啊，很有这个慈悲怜悯的。
And some of them is have great humanity.
有人呢，好像狮子，很冲啊，做事情很有拼劲。
And some of the people who have the character of a lion.
啊，很有领导的能力。
And you have leadership.
有人呢，不太爱讲话，但是呢，他很会做事情。
And some of them do not like to talk too much, but like to work.
啊，像一头牛一样。
Just like an ox.
有人呢，他可能熟啊，做一些杂事，他不是非常的很会做，但是呢，他很有眼光，他有一些熟练的眼光。
And some might not know how to do the work with their hands, but they do have spiritual eyesight.
很会替大会祷，替教会祷告。
And they know how to pray for the church.
啊，能会替传道人祷告。
And also pray for the preacher.
所以啊，虽然我们有不同的恩师啊
，therefore everyone have different gift.
但是呢，如果我们可以把这个翅膀啊，大家连接起来啊，一起来互相的关怀、互相的照顾、互相为教会的话。
And if we can use all the wings to connect together to cover and to work for the church.
哇，那么这个四活物在一起啊，这个能力啊，这个能量就很大了。
And the energy or the power of this four living creature will be manifested.
再来呢，这个翅膀啊是怎么样呢
？And what is the wings do?
啊，这里说啊第八节哈、哦。第八节这里告诉我们呢、啊，请你读第八节。
Verse 8, he says, under the wings on their four sides, they have hands of a man. All four of them have faces of the and wing.
第十一节啊。
Verse 11, such were their face, their wings were spread out upward, and each of two wings, one touching the wings of another creature, and on either side.And two wings covering his body.
这里的四活物啊，很大的特性，它每一个活物有四个翅膀。
And there is four wings for each of the living creature.
啊，第六节嘛，这里说各有四个脸，四个翅膀嘛，所以每一个活物有四个翅膀。
And therefore here in verse 6 it says that they have four faces and four wings.
那么两个翅膀呢，就是举起来啊、哦，就是碰到对方啊，连接起来。
And the two wings they lift out, uplifted.And touching the wings of others.
但是呢，两个翅膀啊是用来遮自己的身体啊。
And the other two wings to cover their own body.
哇，这个非常重要的教训。
This is a very important teaching.
四活物虽然很荣耀。
The four living creatures, even though it's very glorious.
四活物虽然很能干。
Even though it is very,
Very competent.
Very competent.
但是呢，四活物啊，还是神所造的物而已啊 ，creatures 嘛，被神造出来的，不是神本身。
And therefore, all these are still creatures of God.
啊，所以啊，他另外两个翅膀啊，用来遮自己了，不要表现自己出来了。
Therefore, it used the two wings to cover their face, cover themselves, not to show themselves.
这个代表吧，我们做圣工啊，最重要就是隐藏自己啊，谦卑自己，不要争出头，不要争出风光啊。
And therefore, when we're doing the holy work, we should not, we should be humble and should hide ourselves.
主耶稣常常做圣工都是这样。
And this is exactly what Jesus does.
主耶稣常常行了神迹之后，都告诉那个人说：“你不要到处去讲，时候还没有到。”
And a lot of times Jesus performed miracles, and he asked the person who have received the blessing not to go and talk about it because the time has not come.
常常来隐藏自己。
And a lot of time he tried to hide himself.
这个非常的重要啊。
This is extremely important.
今天呢、啊，就是有时候我们忘记了隐藏自己，所以这个翅膀剩下了两只，不晓得到处乱打了，就出问题了。
And therefore, a lot of time if we do not know how to use the other two wings to cover ourselves, then we don't know what to do, and it will mess up the work.
所以啊，这个真的很美的图画，哎，同心合意。两个翅膀相接，哎，两个翅膀分开自己，都看不到我的脸，只看到神的荣光。
And it is a very important pictures that we can put in our mind that two wings is touching each another, and two wings is covering ourselves so that we will not see our face.
啊，第十二节啊
，was twelve.
他们俱各直往前行，灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去，行走并不转身。
Each one went straight ahead with Wherever the spirit would go, they would go without turning as they went.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去。
Wherever the spirit is going, they are following.
有一个年轻的传道问一个老传道。
It's a young preacher asked an old preacher.
这个老传道很有能力，神同工。
And this old preacher have full power and with the abiding of God.
他就问老前辈说，请问。得神同工这个秘诀，神动工的秘诀在哪里
？And he asked, "What is the secret of getting the abidance of God?"
老传道只回答他一句话。
And the old preacher only said one sentence:
顺从圣灵的引导。
Just follows the guidance of the Holy Spirit.、
哎、这句话很深奥、哦。
And this is
很有意思、啊。
This is a very important teaching.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣灵要你去的地方。
If the spirit wants you, want you to go to
要你做的事情
the spirit wants you to do something.
你去做了，圣灵当然一定帮你啊，因为你跟圣灵是一样的。
Of course, then you will do according to the spirit. Then of course, the spirit will help you because what you are doing is exactly the same.
如果圣灵本来要我们走这个方向，我们跑到另外一个方向去了。
If the spirit wants us to go in one direction, but we are going to the opposite direction,
当然就没有同工，因为不是圣灵要我们做的事情。
Of course, we will not feel the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么教会要发展圣工，常常要祷告
？Therefore, we have to remember if the church need to prosper the work, we need to pray.
为什么圣工人员、传道啊、教会负责人啊，大家一起要同心祷告？
Why is prayer so important for all the holy workers of the church?
因为我们知道灵要去哪里啊，我们要跟着去啊。
Because we know that where the spirit go, we have to follow.
所以真的很重要。
Therefore, it's very important.
然后呢，我们再来看这个第十三节啊。
Let's look at verse 13.
啊，这里说了第十二节，他们说行走都不用转身的，因为四个方面都配合得很好。
And in the verse 12, it says that they don't need to turn.
啊，因为四个方面都是有脸的，所以哪一个方向都可以去，非常 free 的，非常 flexible 的。
Because they have four faces, therefore it's very flexible. They can go wherever they want.
如果牛这个方面要往前走，他们就跟着去啊，不用转身的，跟着去，连在一起的。
Because they're all connected to each other. If the oxen want to go one direction, the other will just follow.
啊，这个太美了。如果今天的教会的同工啊。传道长职教会负责人弟兄姐妹啊，可以同工到这种程度啊，四合一哇，连在一起。你要去这个方向，大家都配合得很好，就去，不用转身。哇，真是太就很 flexible， 很快，动作很好的一个设计啊。
If today's all the workers of the church can act according to this four living creature, then the work can be performed rapidly.
但是如果祷告不够的话呢
？But if we do not have enough prayer，
没有圣灵带领的话呢？
Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
情况就不一样了。
Then the situation would change.
啊，有人说，哎，我要去这边。狮子说，我要去这边。
And this lion says that I want to go to the east.
那个牛说，为什么去那边？那边那么危险。
And then the oxen says, Why are we going to the east?
啊，飞鹰说，哦，我去这边好了，这边有鸡可以吃啊。
And then the eagle says that, let's go to this direction because they're chicken.
这个四活物都是很吊狼。
And these four living creatures will be separated.
他们是一体的。
But they are all one body.
所以一时去哪里都不用转身了，可以很 flexible. 喂，马上得到神灵的指示，马上去，马上做工。
No matter, because they have four faces, therefore, they, no matter where they go, it's very flexible for them.
还有啊，第十三节啊，这个四活物的形象又好像烧着的火炭了。
And in verse 13, it says that the four living creatures is like the burning coal.
哇，我知道烧着的火炭啊，看起来啊，非常温暖，非常有温度。
And when we look at the burning coal, we know that it has temperature.
啊，我们知道啊，做神的工一定要 temperature, 一定要很火热。
And therefore, we know that when we do work for God, we have to have temperature, we have to be jealous.
我们请看约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter
2. 约翰福音第二章啊，就是说第十三节啊，记载就是说洁净圣殿。
Here, Lord Jesus talked about the
cleansing the temple.
Cleansing the temple.
第十七节啊，他的门徒就想起经上记载啊，我为你的殿心里着急，如同火烧啊。
It just like it mentioned in verse 17, his disciple remembered that zeal for your house will consume me.
为主耶稣为什么不怕当时的法利赛人，不怕他们的祭司，而是把圣殿把它弄干净呢
？And why is Jesus clear the temple and he's not afraid about the people in the
不怕困难呢
？That why is he not afraid？
他们心中啊，为了神很热心呢。
Because he has the zeal for God.
一个人一个信徒啊，通常啊很热心有几个时候。
And as a member, sometimes we have zeal in our heart in a certain situation.
第一个时期啊，受洗头第一年啊，通常比较热心呢。
And the first year after they baptized, they are very generous.
每次聚会都会来。
And every time they will attend the service.
很喜欢读圣经。
And they like to read the Bible.
比较热心。
They are very generous.
第二个时期呢
？The second period.
可能刚刚得到圣灵之后。
After they have received the Holy Spirit.
很想去祷告。
And they like to pray.
很想听道理。
And they like to listen to the sermon.
所以做这个两个比较热心的时候。
And there's two time where they are very jealous.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们呢，我们不单只是那两个时候，我们要常常啊求主帮助我们，常常心里火热。
And we should be zealous and ask the Spirit to guide us so that the zeal will not die.
啊，这个火热从哪里来的呢
？Where's the zeal come from？
这个火热从主来的。
And this zeal come from God.
我们请看
the Lord.
罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter. 12.
罗马书十二章第十一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 11.
十二章第十一节。
Verse 11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spirit fervor, serving the Lord.
因为我们爱主才会热心。
Because if we love God, then we will have zeal in our heart.
所以我们要常常求主耶稣帮助我们。
Therefore, we could always ask our Lord Jesus to help us.
像这个炭火一样，四活物炭火在里面在烧啊。
Just like the burning coal, just like the four living creatures.
想想我们开始刚信主的时候多热心呢。
Let's think about how zealous are we when we first believe in the Lord.
想想我们刚得圣灵的时候多热心呢。
And let's think about how zealous we are when we received the Holy Spirit.
得到神的恩典很大。
And we have received grace from God.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
Therefore, we have to ask God to help us.
这个四活物啊，给我们很多的一个教训。
As four living creatures have given us many teachings.
好，我们请唱一首赞美诗啊。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们请唱赞美诗102首。
Let's sing hymn 102. There's four verses.
Oh, Lord.
很聪明，天赋，我是尊贵财富，我先得尊放作奇迹，求主使用全力，随众为邦延期，我又有梦失意，也必为主尽力服侍，终不厌倦旅程，为主背死十字架，勇敢的前方。